In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Just a few words today about the mechanism of sin, how sin begins to devour us if we allow it to. If you were listening, you heard a sessional hymn about Judas and about how he ended up being annihilated by his thoughts. And this sessional hymn really is a good description of how we become enslaved to sin. Now it's interesting, I think, that especially these first 3 days of Holy Week, there's a lot of introspection and a lot of consideration of our sinfulness. We are comparing ourselves in other hymns with the fig tree. We have the 10 virgins story, which is read in Presanctified for Tuesday. We have lots of hymns which really speak about our weakness and beg the Lord to help us and compare ourselves to some of these bad actors that are in the Scripture. So I'll read this sessional hymn to you again and then make a couple of quick comments. Impious Judas with avaricious thoughts plots against the Master and ponders how he will betray him. He falls from the light and accepts the darkness. He agrees upon the payment and sells him that is above all price. And as the reward of his actions in his misery, he receives a hangman's noose and death in agony. O Christ our God, deliver us from such a fate as his and grant remission of sins to those who celebrate with love thy most pure passion. For Judas, it was avaricious thoughts. St. John says that he had the money bag and he liked to steal from it. And so this was a long-standing passion of his. It wasn't something that was just for the moment. It was long-standing. And so, because of this addiction to a particular sin, avariciousness might be one of them, or lust, or jealousy, or gossip, or judging people. It could be many different things. In the case of Judas, it was avariciousness, the desire to acquire money and possessions. And because of this sin, this long-standing addiction, he started thinking about a way to have more money. And he pondered, he thought about how he might betray Christ. Probably, in the beginning, when he thought about it, it was revolting to him. No, I couldn't do that. He's been a friend for 3 years. Because after all, Judas did raise the dead and heal people too. You know? I don't know if he raised the dead, it's not given. But there, you know, when he went out, he was one of the ones that went out and healed people. And so there must have been some attachment to Christ, but there was a greater attachment to money. And so, what does it say? He falls away from the light and he accepts the darkness. If you read monastic literature, you'll see that this is indicating how sin progresses in us. It begins with a thought. And then we ponder it. And then we accept it. Now, in the case of some sins, if we are able to most of the time be victorious over them, they don't possess us. But in the case of Judas, avariciousness had already possessed him. And so what did he do? He became possessed by murder. He accepted the darkness. Now, really, all of us have things that are calling out to us like the sirens that want us to accept them. And we must fight against them. And this warfare that is so necessary in a Christian is spoken about many times in the first 3 days of Holy Week. There's a reason for that. On Palm Sunday, you must think about this warfare. Father Nicholas gave a homily that really spoke about something akin to this warfare. People had a view of Christ that he wasn't. And they allowed this view to possess them They wanted a king, a conqueror, someone to rub the nose of Rome in the dirt. That's not what they were getting. They were getting someone meek and lowly who sat on the colt foal of an ass. There's many things in our lives that want to possess us, brothers and sisters. It's absolutely true. And they want us to accept them. Of course, I'm personifying passions. They're not really people, nor are they demons. They are our own weaknesses. Of course, the demons act upon those weaknesses. May God help us to understand this progression and to stop it with repentance. It's a big part of Holy Week, is understanding this progression and learning to stop it. May God bless you and help you in all things.